She is a British Guyanese actress, best known for playing the role of Shuri in Marvel's blockbuster hit, Black Panther. Beginning her professional career in 2011, she has played roles in several British TV series, including Top Boy, Coming Up, Chasing Shadows, Humans, the Doctor Who episode, Face the Raven, and the Black Mirror episode, Black Museum, the latter of which garnered her a Primetime Emmy Award nomination for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited Series or Movie. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts named her among the 2015 group of BAFTA Breakthrough Brits for her role in the award-winning film Urban Hymn. In 2018, she achieved global recognition for her portrayal of the character Shuri, King T'Challa's sister and princess of Wakanda, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe film Black Panther. She won the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Breakthrough Performance in a Motion Picture for her work in the film, and she later reprised the role in Marvel's Avengers, Infinity War, and Avengers Endgame, the latter of which became the highest grossing film of all time. In 2019, she received the BAFTA Rising Star Award. As her success has grown over the years and continues to grow, she has been outspoken about her Christian faith and credits God and her faith, which she discovered after attending a London Actors Bible Study meeting, for helping her overcome her struggles with depression. In 2018, she told Vanity Fair that when she first experienced depression at the age of 20, she was in the dark, going through so many bad things. God got a hold of her heart at the Bible study she attended in 2015. And in order to focus on her recovery and her faith, she declined film roles, including an opportunity to act alongside Nicole Kidman. She later explained that she needed to take a break from acting and went on a journey to discover my relationship with God, saying, "I became a Christian." While accepting the BAFTA Rising Star Award earlier this year, she started her speech by boldly declaring, "I identify myself as a child of God." and I can't get up here without thanking God. She continued to share her testimony. A few years ago, I saw myself in a deep state of depression, and I literally wanted to quit acting. The only thing that pulled me out of it was God. My belief, my faith, and my family, and an email from BAFTA asking me to become part of the BAFTA Breakthrough Brits. I was like, let me try again. This wasn't a click of a finger success, and it's still a work in progress. I'm still a work in progress. She then ended her speech by thanking God one more time and encouraging others who are going through a difficult time to have faith in God. She said, I want to thank God, my family, and my team. I want to thank everybody who said yes to me. That gave me a chance and just saw my talent and saw what God placed in me. I want to encourage young people. You don't have to be young. You can be any age. But I want to encourage you, anyone going through a hard time. God made you, and you're important. There might be some of you here who might be going through a hard time. I just want to encourage you that God loves you. Just let your light shine. Her name is Letitia Wright. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Letitia Wright trusted Jesus Christ as her Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.